Blog Talk Radio.
K.O. on the track.
Thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show, and welcome, welcome, welcome. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. Hey, thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show, and welcome, welcome, welcome. Those of you who are listening via my show page live online at Blog Talk Radio, thank you guys for tuning in to the show. And those who are listening via cell phone or landline, thank you guys for tuning in as well. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. That's where you guys can call in and you can listen live to the show. And you can also press that number one on your keypad if you'd like to be on the air and give your comments or opinions on today's episode. Again, that number is 818-301-5834. Now, today's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. and whether you have personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty Concerns, give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And hey, please don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you. Okay? All right. And again, thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show. I see there are more people joining the show right now, and welcome, guys. I think I have a great show for you today. But before we get into the show, let's go through our what do we have here? Our something's missing from my desk. My goodness, something's missing from my desk. Anyway, so I'll use this. Today's word of the day is abdicate. Abdicate. A-B-A-B-D-I-C-A-T-E. Abdicate. Abdicate is a verb, and it means to renounce a throne, high office, dignity, or function. Yeah, okay. Okay, so abdicate means to renounce a throne, high office. You remember in the movie Coming to America, and when Eddie Murphy said, I renounce my throne. I'm no longer king of Zamunda. And that's what this is. Abdicate. Abdicate. To renounce a throne, high office, dignity, or function. That's what our president needs to do. He needs to abdicate. He needs to abdicate position right now. All right? So that's what, and a second meaning is to relinquish something such as sovereign power or whatever, to cast off. So that's abdicate. Abdicate is a great word. You guys grab a hold of that and put that in your vocabulary, okay? So that's our word of the day. And remember, on tomorrow, at 6:10 p.m., I will do the contest where I ask you guys for the word of the day for a certain day within the last week. And if you can call in with it before the show ends and give me that word, you'll win a Frank Williams Show t-shirt and armband. All right? And that's tomorrow. So, again, thanks, guys, for tuning in. Here we go. Well, let's do the weather. Right now, it's 68 degrees in the ATL, and we have lots of rain. Okay? 68 degrees, lots of rain. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 83. Thursday, partly cloudy, 85. Friday, thunderstorms, 84. Saturday, thunderstorms, 83. Sunday, thunderstorms, 82. Monday, thunderstorms, 83. We're looking like rain, except for tomorrow and Thursday. We're looking at rain Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. No sunshine until next Tuesday. Wow, that's amazing. But, you know, the trees and the lakes, and that's how that stuff stays going, right? So we need the rain. All right, so that's your weather. Deal with it, right? Today's episode is entitled, What Really Happened to Tiger Woods? And was he drunk driving? Okay. Now, when I first heard the story, I'm serious now. When I first heard the story yesterday, I said, "Oh man, Tiger done got drunk. He done got caught drinking and driving, and this and that. He's aiming for a new low, right? He's aiming for a new low, which I'm saying is that." He's already probably at a depressed state in his life right now. That's what I believe. And then to hear that news about him being arrested for DUI, I was like, man, he done gone overboard. Now he's you know, all upset about not being able to play golf. When he did play golf, he couldn't win. You know, I don't know how many women he's dating now, but, you know, he probably got a few women he's dating now, right? And so I was just wondering. I just kept saying, man, Tiger's in trouble. He done hit a new low. And what I was saying is that, and I was talking to a friend at work today, I was like, man, you know, why wouldn't a he's not a billionaire, but he's close to a billionaire, right? I think his ex-wife took half of that, $300-400 million or something like that. And why would someone who's close to billionaire status be out here drinking and driving? You know, that's probably one of the first things I probably take care of when I get my millions, is to have a car and a driver. Okay? A car and a driver. And that means, so when I'm ready to go out and have a good time, I can say, hey, Brad, I need to be picked up. I'll be ready at 7 o'clock. We going here, yada, 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 right? And I'm paying him, so he's going to show up and he's going to pick me up and we're going to go out and we're going to have a good time, right? If I get drunk, all I got to do is hop in the back and go to sleep, throw up, whatever you're going to do, right? And don't have to worry about it. Then when I get home, I get out and go in the house and get in my bed. Why didn't Tiger have that? Why didn't Tiger have that? And we asked the question. So I went in and I found the story. Here's what happened. So Tiger's been on these, some kind of like Vicodin medication. I guess it's for his back. He's had a few surgeries on his back, been in a lot of pain. And I sympathize with people who have back injuries, back trouble, because that's no joke. I mean, I had a couple of knee surgeries and on a rainy day like today, it's no joke. Okay? So, you know, you sympathize with people like that. Now, I don't take any Vicodin and all this stuff for my knee, but, you know, if I was having that kind of pain the way he say he is, then I'd probably be on that Vicodin or whatever too. So what happened was the police pulled up on Tiger, and he was parked. He was parked on the side of the road in somewhere in downtown, whatever it is, the town he's living in now, some weird town in Florida, but he's parked on the street. And they say he's parked facing away from his house. So the direction of his house is in his rearview mirror. Okay? So they saw his Mercedes sitting on the side of the road, car running, brake lights on, and when they pull up, when they go up to the car and tap on the window, he's in his car asleep. Okay? He's in his car asleep. And he had not been drinking. When they gave him the breathalyzer, he blew a 0.000. Okay? So that's no alcohol in your system, right? But he failed the sobriety test, the, you know, when they pull you out of the car and tell you to walk a straight line, put your hand on your nose, and what else they tell you? Oh, they asked him to recite the alphabet backwards. I mean, man, what the hell? I'd have a tough time doing that right now. And I hadn't had a thing to drink yet. And, you know, you start, you say, ZYX. What comes before X? W. Here you go. What comes before W? And you're trying to do the alphabet the right way in your head and say it backwards, right? And that's exactly what happens. That's exactly the trick that they put you on when you're on the field sobriety test. They tell you to recite the alphabets backwards because you're trying to think about how the alphabet goes, and then you're trying to say it backwards. So that's a real tongue twister right there. That'll get anyone locked up. Right? That'll get a school teacher locked up. That'll get a little kid that just learned their alphabet locked up because they can't say it backwards. L-M-N-O-P. P-L-O-N-M. Whatever. Right? He couldn't do that. But he said he was high on the prescription pills, the prescription medication that he's been taking for his back. So, they lock him up, they book him, they arrest him. Mug shots all over the internet, all this stuff. He looks like he'd been drinking. Looked like he'd been drinking, he drunk. You know what I'm saying? Hair standing on the top of his head, you know. Looked like he'd been drinking, but he didn't. He you know, his breathalyzer blew 0.000. So you can't argue with that, right? So Tiger was not drunk driving. He was not drunk. He had not been drinking. He was. I guess having some kind of reaction or whatever to the prescription pills that he was taking. Now, I don't know how long he's been taking these pills or if it's some new stuff he just started taking or what. But if these pills are going to do you like that, brother, you need to be at home. You need to be at home with one of them 13 girls laying on top of you saying, hey, man, take it easy, brother. You need to chill tonight. I'm right here with you. I'm not going anywhere. Because in the morning, you're going to cut me a check. That's what they doing. That's what they doing. They taking Tiger. You know? I don't know what he's getting in return, but these women taking Tiger. Now, this what all I'm saying is that if the man wasn't drunk, you're going to take him in and arrest him. Tell the story. Tell the story right. You know, you got all this stuff blasted on the news, say Tiger caught drunk driving. Tiger got a DUI, a possible DUI for Tiger. This is it. You know, he'd gone to a new low. Tiger Woods down out. But they didn't tell the truth. And that's what I wanted to do with the show. When I read the story, I said, I gotta do this. Because I know all of you guys out there thinking that, man, Tiger was drunk. Tiger been getting drunk. It's a new low for him. Yeah, I know you've been thinking that. I was too. And my, you know, I was thinking that, man, why you don't have a driver? I'd have a driver anyway because, and you know, I'd be in my Mercedes with the you know, what they got there, Maybach, whatever you want to call it, with the curtains in the back where you can pull the curtains around you, and they got the back seat that recline. You can lay back in that back seat and recline. Hey, man, let's go pull over here in the Krispy Kreme, man, and get me a dozen of them donuts. Glaze, yeah, I want glaze, brother. So that's me. See, if I don't know how to drive, I ain't driving. I've been driving for, I ran a courier service for 21 years. I was driving for 21 years. Then another 3 years after that with FedEx. I don't want to drive. So I want to sit back and relax. Hey, pull the curtains around. I got six women in the back with me. Go in the Krispy Kreme, get us some donuts, and come back out and just hand them back here, brother. Take care of me. Right? And so that's what Tiger should be doing. They shouldn't even call him for when he had him prescription drugs. Even though they were prescription drugs that he was on, he still shouldn't have been out there. He still shouldn't have been caught by police. And even if he was caught by police, come on, man. You Tiger Woods. You live in Florida. You live in the town. Man, you supposed to be able to tell them guys, hey, man, I've been taking these pills for my back. Y'all know I've been having back problems. Been taking pills for my back. I'm not drunk. You see, I blew a 0.000 on the breathalyzer. I hadn't had anything to drink. I just pulled over because I started feeling kind of woozy. So I pull over, and next thing I know, y'all knocking on my window. I'm just sitting here chilling. So they should tell the real story now. The real story should get blasted all over the internet. The real story should be told on SportsCenter right now. Right now, they should have breaking news telling that Tiger Woods was not drunk. Okay? He was taking his prescription meds for his back. He wasn't drunk. So the all this stuff that blows up about Tiger shouldn't blow up. I have a caller from the 404 area code. The first three digits are 922. Caller, you're live on the show with Frank Williams. Who's this? Where are you calling from?
Hey, this is Laura. I'm calling from Lithia Springs. I just want to say that I just hate that people always rush into judgment. I mean, how many people have been pulled over for DUI? You know, the Atlanta Hawks coach got pulled over for DUI, and you didn't even hear about it until he was in court. So it didn't come out that he was actually standing in court. He was drunk. And all of these sports people have been had it all over the news about Tiger being drunk. They didn't even vet the story from listening to you. Obviously, he wasn't even drunk. I mean, I agree he shouldn't have been driving, but sometimes, you know, you really don't know how those drugs are going to, you know, act in your body. But still, you know, he was wrong. But, I mean, they got it all over the place. Well, he should have called Uber and all this stuff about he been drinking and driving, and that's just ridiculous. So, just like you said, you know, they should be out there apologizing, putting a real story. But you never hear that. All you hear is the first big wave, and they might mention that quietly or brush it under the rug. But, I mean, this man he's not even relevant right now. He can't even play. He's been hurt, so. I just feel like if it was somebody of another color, which he don't even associate as being black or African-American anyway, it wouldn't have been blasted all over the news like that. That's my comment.
Well, so hold on now. So what are you saying? You said he was wrong. What are you saying he was wrong about?
He made a mistake, you know, driving after taking prescription drugs. They were prescribed to him. It's not like he bought some black market drugs, but he was wrong in judgment. You know, usually when you're on those pain meds, they tell you not to drive, period. So, I mean, he was wrong in trying to take whatever trip he took, but other than that, I mean, I don't even see how it was newsworthy, especially they put out what we call a fake news. That's all we hear now since our present president is in office. So that was really fake news. I mean, he was pulled over to the side. You know, he obviously realized that he wasn't feeling well. So but that's no way how the story was reported.
Right. Right. There's no way how the story was reported. And you're right. I mean, they should apologize to Tiger.
I think so, especially Stephen A. Smith. He was going out the deep end. I was like, dude, really? He was he was talking about how you live dirty and dirty stuff happens to you. Like I said, people like him, I hope nothing will never come out. He don't have not a single skeleton in his closet because, I mean, he just went off on this huge tangent that I thought was totally unnecessary.
Yeah, yeah, you're right, you're right. Well, thanks, Laura from Lithia Springs. Thanks for listening to the show and continue to listen in.
All right, thanks.
So, guys, again, just like the caller said, you know, they rest the judgment on Tiger. You know, I'm sure that these police officers knew who he was, okay? If I'm and think about that, guys. That's another part of it. Think about that. If you were a police officer in Florida and you patrol the streets where probably a few celebrities live, and you know Tiger, one of these celebrities that live in your town, the town that you patrol, okay? And I mean, I'm not saying you know, all these guys deserve, you know, a tap on the wrist and keep going. But I'm saying is that, you know, if you done gave him the field sobriety test, you done made him blow in the thing, and he came up negative with no alcohol, so to speak, on his breath or in his system or whatever. Wow. I mean, why arrest him? Why arrest him? You know, why not say, okay, Tiger, now, you know, we're not going to lock you up, man, because you didn't, you know, you're not drunk. I believe you when you say you're on these prescription pills and, you know, but you look out of it. You look out of it, buddy. So who can we call to get someone to come here, drive you home, drive your car home, whatever? Well, you know, why can't the police do that? Why couldn't they have done that? You know, is it something that once you get into this, they have to take you to jail? Is that it? I don't think so. I used to work for this big real estate attorney. Had an office up in Marietta, right near Roswell. Okay, he told me a story about one night he was driving home, and he had been to some kind of get together or something. He had been drinking, and the police stopped him, and he knew the police officer. He knew the police officer. Now, they didn't give him a field sobriety test. They didn't give him a breathalyzer, none of that. But they knew he had been drinking. You know, you can go to someone's house for a cookout. And when you get there, you see that person, house you going to. You can see it in their face, and you've been rolling all day, haven't you? You've been drinking all day, haven't you? You can see that they're drunk, and the police officer could see that he had been drinking, could see that he was drunk, and you know what happened? He told me this. This came out of his mouth. I got it straight from the horse's mouth. He said the police officer told him, "Hey, I'm going to follow you home. Okay? So drive carefully. I'm going to follow you home so that I can make sure you get home safely." Y'all believe that? Do y'all believe that? I'm telling you that's what happened. Or that's what he told me to happen. Right? I'm going to follow you home. You make sure you drive carefully going home. I'm going to make sure you get home safely. And he didn't get a ticket, didn't get arrested, didn't get pulled out of the car, didn't get a breathalyzer, didn't get asked to walk the straight line, didn't get asked to put his finger on his nose. None of that. And I hate to say this, but my show is 100%. But you know what that is? That's white privilege. Hey, guys, that's all that I have for you today. That's the end of my show. But I'm going to tell you guys, I'm going to say this before I get off the air. You know where you stand in the police eyes. So don't get in their line of vision. Y'all understand me? If you're going to drink heavily, have your driver, have your designated driver with you. Have someone with you that's not drinking a whole lot, that can easily drive to the house. Or you can call a cab, or you can call Uber, or you can call Lyft. Or you can call a friend. Call me. "Frank, come pick me up, man. I'm drunk. I'm down here at such and such. Come get me." I might come get you if I'm not drunk. Right? So, hey, that's the way it is, man. Hey, y'all take care of yourselves. I'll see you guys in about, what, 23 and a half hours. Remember that the show has a new time now at 6 p.m. And I tell you, you call me and ask me to come pick you up. What'd I say? Hey, I'm on the way. It's Frank. I'm over. And I'm out. See ya. Come on, y'all.
Three.
Tell me like it is. Come on.
Doing 80 in a 60.
Come on, y'all.
There it is. I told her when I get it, I'ma hit it, I'ma hit it.
I'll see
you. Told me that she wanted, I'll be there when I finish. Oh, girl, I'm on the way. Hey. I just left the club and I'm about to make a play. I'm on the way. She told me that she cooking, I said, gonna make a plate. I'm on the way. Hey, hey, hey. I'm on the way. Hey, hey, hey. I'm on the way, ay, 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 ay. I'm on the way, ay, ay, ay. Oh, girl, I'm on the way. You know you on my mind. I see you getting sick from behind in them thighs. She looked at me like Nala. Said, "So why you lying?" Girl, with all that shake, it might as well come with fries. Love it when she cooks steak and taters on the side. That grown woman, she might as well add some wine. She like, "Baby, hurry up so we can take our time." Fine, I'ma call you in the outside.
Hello?
Where you at?
I'm coming.
Baby, where are you?
Let me get my charger out the outlet.
Mister, where you at?
Baby, let me finish putting on my outfit. I'ma be honest, I ain't even at the house.
Doing 80 in a 60, tick, cause I ain't had a pussy in a minute, in a minute. I told her when I get it, I'ma hit it, I'ma hit it. She told me that she wanted, I'll be there when I finish. Oh, girl, I'm on the way. Hey. I just left the club and I'm about to make a play. I'm on the way. Wait. She told me that she cooking, I said gonna make a plate. I'm on the way. Ay, 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 ay. 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 Look, in 09, we used to get high, baby. Low key, we were like Bonnie and Clyde, baby. It was plain as they would still try to hide.
them feelings inside. Do you remember the time, baby? Remember, we used to vibe, baby. You roll it up, and I used to drive, baby. You light it up, and I grip your thigh, baby. Yeah. Just tell me it's mine, baby. Yeah, see, like, where you at? I told you two rights and the light, make a left way. And you already know, parking a visitor so you won't get told. It's been a minute, baby, I've been on the road. I'm getting money cause I gotta do the show. Yo, go tell her that I'm home. And tell her I can't talk on the phone cause you know I'm doing 80 and 60, 60. Cause I ain't had a busy in a minute, in a minute. I told her when I get it, I'ma hit it, I'ma hit it. She told me that she wanted, I'll be there when I'm finished. Oh, girl, I'm on the way. I just left the club and I'm about to make a play. I'm on the way. Wait.